You're listening to AIB Market Talk, bringing you financial market insights from AIB's experts.
Hi, and welcome to our monthly podcast covering the latest releases of the AIB-sponsored Irish Manufacturing and Services PMIs. I'm John Harfinnan from our Treasury Unit, and joining me on this podcast is our Chief Economist, Oliver Mangan. Just for those who might be tuning in for the first time, the Purchasing Managers Index is an indicator that provides a measure of the health of an industry. Anything above 50 is in expansive mode, and anything below 50 is deemed to be in contraction. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, John.
We can see from the data that it's been holding steady and trending along the same lines in both the manufacturing and services side. But if we first start with the AIB Irish Manufacturing PMI data, we can see the return for the month of July was at 47, slightly down from June, which was at 47.3, which again was pretty tight to May's number of 47.5. This also appears to be in line with what's going on in other major economies. Can you take our listeners through the survey and any thoughts you have on it?
Yeah, as you say, very little change in the data in recent months. Manufacturing quite weak, services very strong. We'll get to the services in a minute. The July survey shows a continuation of the deterioration in business conditions and activity in the manufacturing sector that's been evident right through this year. There is a global downturn in manufacturing. So as you referenced, there's actually the Irish data, the reading there is 47. That's well above the flash indices we have from the Eurozone, the UK, which are 42.7 and 45, respectively, for July, and somewhat below the US index, which is at 49. But globally, manufacturing is under downward pressure. That really reflects, it comes through in the surveys, I mean, the response to a weak or muted consumer demand. And that's reflected in, you know, weak new orders. And new orders actually fell for the fifth month in a row. And the pace of decline was the quickest we've seen to date in 2023. And with weak orders, it's not surprising that you see production in decline. And again, a very sharp reduction in output from the manufacturing sector in July reported in the survey. And against that backdrop, you know, the things you would expect to see, firms are cutting back on their purchase of inputs. Spare capacity is really rising within the sector. You know, the backlogs of outstanding work are declining. And stocks of finished goods are on the rise because of the weakness in demand. So overall, you know, a weak survey. Now, we'll say firms remain positive on the outlook and they expect activity to pick up in the year ahead. And one other thing I would note as well is, and we're beginning to see this in official debt price data, there was a further marked easing in inflationary pressures in the sector. So input prices, you know, what firms pay for their, you know, their costs, et cetera, their inputs, that fell for a fourth consecutive month, driven by declines in raw material prices and lower supplier charges. And that fall in input prices has seen factory gate prices of what the manufacturers charge also decline for a third month in a row. So certainly in manufacturing, reflecting that weakness in demand, contraction in output, that is putting downward pressure on prices in that sector. And I suppose we see that reflected in falling CPI rates in many countries, not just Ireland, over the last 4 or 5 months.
And Ollie, have you seen any of the kind of PMI information that's been coming out for a long time now in that kind of contraction phase yet kind of manifesting in the numbers from the CSO around GDP or anything like that?
Yeah, it's absolutely consistent with what we've seen from the Irish Statistics Office. The data for the first 5 months of the year show a sharp fall in manufacturing production. That's the official CSO data. And it's concentrated on what we call the high-tech or modern sectors, those are multinational companies. Now, they don't break it down by sector. That multinational sector will be dominated by things like the farm industry, ICT, that's information, communications, and technology. And when you cross that over to the trade data, you see a very sharp fall-off in exports from those sectors. So not surprisingly, against that backdrop, there's been a marked deceleration in the pace of growth in the Irish economy in the first half of the year. Like in 2022, GDP increased by 9.5%. That weakened to a growth rate of 2.5% in the first half of the year over the corresponding period last year. And the CSO, we haven't got the detailed data yet for the second quarter, but they're saying it's concentrated in manufacturing activity, particularly among the multinational companies. So that's very consistent with the survey data here, which are, you know, is pointing to falling orders, falling output, weakened activity within the sector.
And Ollie, moving on to the services PMI, we saw another very strong number, 56.7. Only ever so slightly down on June's of 56.8 and the 57 in May. And to kind of reflect it against the number we're seeing in the manufacturing, the services sector appears to be doing very well and still remaining buoyant even after all the price hikes from the ECB and all the kind of headwinds that we had been looking into at the start of the year. What do you think is going on with the sector and where do you think it's going?
Well, I mean, you're right that there's continuing robust growth in service sector activity. Now, again, that dichotomy is evident in other economies as well. As we mentioned earlier, manufacturing is contracting everywhere, but the service sector is expanding right across Europe and in the US. Now, the Irish figures stand out, though. There's exceptional buoyancy in Irish services industries. As I said, the index read at 56.8 in June, as you referenced. The corresponding flash estimates were 51.1 for the Eurozone, 51.5 for the UK, 52.4 in the US. Reasonable figures, but nowhere as strong as the Irish data. So what that reflects is continuing strong demand conditions for services. And again, you know, the July survey showed another very sharp increase in new business volumes at Irish services firms. And that's driven by both domestic and external demand. So your home economy as well as exports. And that's triggering, you know, a continued increase in employment. Although the pace of growth in employment weakened to its lowest level since January, but firms are putting that down to difficulties in terms of recruitment, finding staff, not so much weakness in activity. And, you know, again, in contrast to the manufacturing side, a continued rise in the level of outstanding work they've got to get to, and firms remain optimistic about their activity over the next 12 months. So the sector is continuing to grow very, very rapidly. And again, in contrast to manufacturing, what we're seeing is where prices are falling on the manufacturing side, both for the inputs and output prices. On the services side, the inflationary pressures remain elevated. And that's against that backdrop of continuous strong growth in activity and orders and increasing capacity constraints, etc. So input prices in particular remain under considerable upward pressure. And firms in the survey noted in particular rising labor costs because of reference, that the employment grew at a slow pace, but that was down to recruitment difficulties. So firms, seeing this rapid growth are actually finding it difficult to fill job vacancies and having to pay higher wages. And the increase in costs is being passed on to consumers in the form of higher selling prices. Now, having said that, I mean, there is ongoing upward pressure on input prices, on selling prices, etc. But the rate of increase in both input and output prices eased to its lowest level since April, May 2021.
I suppose when you look at both surveys together, what do you think it's telling you about the state of the Irish economy? From the kind of, you stand back and look at it, the numbers are kind of consistent. So it kind of seems to be that one side of the economy, the services side, which obviously is higher in terms of employment numbers, is buoyant. And the manufacturing side has kind of steadied the ship and is ticking along, albeit not in a expansive mode. What do you think the economy is looking like at the moment?
Well, it's like that square. I mean, first of all, there's been a slowdown in the global growth over the last 12 to 18 months. And obviously, there was a very strong rebound in activity as economies opened up post-COVID, very strong rebound in manufacturing, a lot of catch-up in terms of spending, etc. So what we've seen over the last 12 to 15 months has been a slowdown in the pace of growth. But that has been primarily concentrated on the manufacturing side of economies. Service sector economy, so we can think of the holiday businesses, etc., personal services, that's continuing to grow very, very rapidly. So the fall off in demand has been primarily for manufactured goods, not on the service side of economies. But it means that the rate of growth in the global economy has decelerated considerably over the last 12 months. So we can see in the Eurozone data in the last week showing the economy growing at an annual rate of less than 1%. In the UK, the economic growth, you know, the economy's really flatlined since the middle part of last year. The US economy performing better, but still weaker growth this year than in 2022. In the case of the Irish economy, what it's resulted in is most of the economy is doing fine. The services sector is the biggest part of the economy by far in terms of employment, as you say. But that weakness in manufacturing has resulted in a deceleration in the overall pace of growth within the economy this year. So we're going to see much weaker growth in 2023 than we did in 2021, 2022, and largely reflecting the weakness in manufacturing activity. Now, I would say, I mean, when you go back and look at the data, manufacturing output nearly doubled here between 2019 and 2022. And what you're seeing now is it falling back somewhat from very elevated levels of output growth in recent years. So, you know, that doubling of output was remarkable, really, but it reflected pent-up demand, in particular post-COVID. And in hindsight, those levels of output probably weren't sustainable. So it's fallen back somewhat, but now it hasn't fallen back to the levels we saw in 2021 or 2020. There's some give back or payback for the very strong growth we saw in the last number of years in 2023 in terms of manufacturing, maybe moving to a more normalized level of output and activity.
Ollie, as always, thanks for your time. Thank you for your insights. It's very interesting. And thank you to all our customers and listeners for joining us today. Stay close to all our latest podcasts by pressing the subscribe button to AIB's Market Talk, wherever you get your podcast. Thank you and good luck.
Thanks for listening to the latest edition of AIB Market Talk. Allied Irish Banks PLC is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland. AIB NI is a trademark used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority. Allied Irish Bank GB and Allied Irish Bank GB Savings Direct are trademarks used under licence by AIB Group UK PLC, authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority and the Prudential Regulation Authority.